Got a big game against the Saints. We know how hard it is to play down there in the Dome. They've been very successful down there. Their defense is playing at a very high level right now, ranked very high in a lot of different categories. But they play really good complementary team football with their offense and aggressive scheme. And they're very interesting in a sense that they can play you as basic as they want to, or they can get as exotic as they want to. So really just requires us to have a great week of preparation. There's a lot to look at, a lot to study, a lot to decipher, and head on down to New Orleans, get on the plane, and go win a game. Any questions?
You guys obviously have played in the last couple of years. Last year they were among the worst defenses ever. What changes do you see? What fundamental changes do you see in that defense from a year ago?
Very good question. You know, if you go back 2 years and look at what they were doing and who they were doing it with, you know, their personnel hasn't changed a whole lot. I think they're back more to playing a style of defense similar to what they played 2 years ago. And, you know, that plus some. But they've been very opportunistic. They play hard. They're playing with a lot of confidence. Yeah, it's a totally different scheme than last year. Totally different. A little bit more similar to what they were doing the year before with Greg Williams.
The offense's use of two tight ends so often and the injuries that you had Sunday, are you looking to incorporate more three wide receiver packages and kind of expand the overall multiplicity of your personnel?
I mean, we're always looking to do that. I think when we had two tight ends go down the other day, you know, based on that game plan, that was not ideal, but you got to deal with it. And I mean, the things that we did in the game, we had practiced, and you know, I think we're always, as we keep getting receivers back, we'll probably be a little bit more of a 2-3 wide receiver unit. But the bottom line is, when you know, irregardless of circumstance, you got to find a way to execute and get it done. And you know, these are things we plan for. But that particular game, it was a very high percentage of tight end-oriented things. So hope that answers your question.
Greg, you guys were number 32 ranked passing team last week, but it really wasn't that big of a deal until you guys have 46 yards passing in a loss to the Panthers. How much of the blame should be on you for that?
I think it starts with me. And I think anytime we don't have success, it definitely starts with me. And we got to get it fixed. And it's something we're working hard to do, or guys are working hard to do. And I don't think there's any question. Anytime we fall short, you know, I'm looking at myself first and foremost, and got to get things fixed.
Is it an easy fix?
Yeah, I mean, nothing in the NFL is easy. But if we work hard at it, focus on it, it will continue to improve. And at the same time, when you look, you know, we want to look at that game in and of itself and see why things worked. Was it a good call? I mean, was it a good call? You know, how do you make this call work? If a call doesn't work, how do you make it work? Or are you just better off having a different call?
So after a game like that, do you come back and second guess yourself and look at all the, you know, look at the game plan, look at the plays, and it's kind of file it away and go, this is how we can be better next time?
Oh, without question. I mean, I think win, lose, or draw, you're going to look at every play in the game, and you always decide what, you know, was that a good play for this game for us relative to the opponent? And some yes, some no, some maybe. Some of them know, but they worked out. And you say, boy, we got lucky on that one, or this guy bailed us out on that one, or, man, he just made a play. Some of them, hey, that thing should have worked. Look at this. It should have worked. We got to execute it better. And that's why it always comes down to formulating an appropriate plan and working extremely hard on it, trying to leave no stone unturned, and going out and executing it on Sunday.
How's Michael Crabtree coming? Might we see him on the field tonight?
Now, Mike's coming along. He's day-to-day, and, you know, it remains to be seen if he's going to play this week. But he's looking really good.
Did he practice yesterday?
Pardon me?
Did he practice yesterday?
I mean, he was out here.
But he didn't practice?
I mean, he was out of practice. Do we want to keep going with this? He was out here.
We're more than halfway through the season, and John Baldwin has received only a handful of snaps throughout the game's play. Is there maybe a reason for why he's not played limited minutes?
No, he's doing a good job. John is, and you know, we'll continue to incorporate him into what we do. But he's doing a very good job and just needs to stay on course. Comes in with a great attitude every day, works real hard, had a great practice yesterday.
Greg, with all the turnover that's gone on at receiver, I mean, you go back through the offseason program, and you know, Marlon Moore, Kyle Williams, AJ was part of it, and now you have a different cast of receivers. How has that impacted just the challenges of running this offense and calling plays?
Well, I think I think every team probably has their own set of circumstances, and you need to deal with them and make it work. Certainly, you lose continuity, but that's our job to get continuity and get it done.
You guys weren't very good on third down on Sunday. It was probably because you had a lot of third and longs. Is there any one thing you can point to as execution or play calling that led to all those third and longs?
Negative plays in that game. It was very uncharacteristic, but it was a very unique set of circumstances throughout the game that led us to have some negative plays, and we got to be better in the third and short situation. We've been really, really good at it this year up until last week, and we need to be better there. But anytime you're in third and 10 plus, it's not where you want to be.
Right. How does Colin cope with the loss when he's with you in terms of studying tape or just meeting?
He breaks it down step by step. I mean, he looks at everything and is very methodical about studying it, and, much like a coach would.
Yeah, we're not getting into Crabtree's participation yesterday, but I mean, given his injury and the time frame, you guys just have to be very careful about bringing him along slowly so he doesn't have a setback.
Eric, with Michael and with anybody that's injured, it really goes through our medical staff, and once they clear them, we'll always be in real close contact with Fergie, the medical staff, and the doctors on what he can do, when he can do it, and that really goes for anybody.
He hasn't had any setbacks?
None that I know of. He's progressing nicely.
Even so, he'll go through contact tomorrow. Is that an encouraging step if he would do that, or is that just a test to make sure that he can play on something?
It's part of the protocol. And, we certainly look forward to having Vernon Davis back there, out there on the field. He's one of the best tight ends in the National Football League.
Now that Michael is going to be active all these games, does that kind of change, or does that enable you to kind of focus more on also getting him involved in the offense, knowing that he's going to be in uniform every game now?
LaMichael's a very important part of the offense. I think he brings a different dynamic to what we do. And, he gives us the opportunity to implement him in different ways. There's some real similarities with him and he and Frank as well in terms of inside vision and whatnot. But, again, every running back's unique, and they all bring a little bit of a different style. And LaMichael brings a unique style, so glad he's one of us.
I think on Sunday, Colin started his 16th game. So, basically one full season for him. Is that the stage where you start to see defenses kind of figuring out what he's good and what he's not good at and sort of countering that? And, at that point, the quarterback has to make the necessary adjustment to overcome that hurdle. I mean, is that where he is in his development right now?
Well, Colin's progressing very nicely, and there's still an element of I'm seeing that, or somebody shows something for the, first time. And obviously there was a lot of that last year and very similar this year. And I definitely think there is, a punch, counterpunch thing, as there always is.
How do you say that he's progressing nicely, and Jim Harbaugh said the same thing. You know, fans can't see that, and the stats don't necessarily support that. I mean, what are you seeing that makes you say that?
Well, I get to see him every day, and I know what we're trying to do, and I know what he's supposed to do and how he approaches his job. So looking at it as just I'm looking at the number or the result or the stat, I mean, that's a little bit in the category of don't have all the information. But we all know it's results-oriented, and, you know, it takes 11 guys on the field doing their job to get it right. And really it starts with me when we fall short.
Your offense is toward the bottom of the league in sack rate. Do you think you should be rolling Kaepernick out by design more often, or is that not the issue?
Well, it's something we talk about every week. And, you know, it's an interesting question in the sense that, yes, there are opportunities to do that. Do you want to roll him out into a overload blitz over here? Do you want to roll him out into an overload blitz over there? But it's something that he's good at, throwing on the move. I think it's a great schedule. I would never do it any differently. I'm not going to get into the whys, but it's the best schedule I've ever been around, and I would never do it differently. Well, somebody held me down and made me.
Why do you think more teams don't do it your way?
I don't know. That's for them to answer.
A couple more? Limited yesterday. Limited yesterday. And last week he wasn't limited.
No, he's doing fine. I was just talking with him about 15 minutes ago. He's doing fine.
Another Kaepernick thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in your three losses, I mean, it seems like his performances have been, from a stats rating standpoint, so far. Is it natural for him to experience some growing pains given his experience?
I think every quarterback in the league is going to have days where their stats aren't great. I think it's important to remember, though, that it's not just the quarterback. It's 11 guys on the field, and it's also bringing forth a great plan, and that's something that that when in those occasions I need to do a better job of. So I think it's and I think Cap understands that's how the quarterback is. He's the lightning rod, but we all have to do a better job around him to help him be successful.
Jonathan Goodwin mentioned the word technique again yesterday for the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Are there some just basic fundamental things that'll get those guys right back on track?
Yeah, I mean, our offensive line, I wouldn't take any other group, and they're always looking to improve. So, there were some great instances in the past game, where they played great. But it doesn't matter. It's all about getting better. And those guys are fully committed to it, to a man. I think we have a great group of guys there that work hard and are true blue-collar kind of guys.
Thank you.